This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And a good Saturday afternoon to you folks. Little different twist. Normally, we're in here having wine, talking restaurants, having a good time. But today, hopefully, we're going to save your life. So, could we be preventing millions of heart attacks from happening every year? 4 million Americans die from heart failure every year. The majority of these cases are sudden death, no warning signs at all. But heart attacks and strokes are preventable.
911, my husband's having a heart attack.
Put the heel of your hand in the center of his chest, right between the nipples. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Is he conscious?
No, he's not.
In America and around the world, coronary disease is the number one killer.
I'm going to start getting him out and out. He's turning black.
About a third of patients, the first event is sudden death.
This is a completely preventable disease. The science is slam dunk.
When I hear that, I mean, my palms are sweaty. I have in the studio one of my very good friends, Annette Marshall, the wife of our dear friend, Royal Marshall, who passed away of a sudden heart attack. Annette, welcome to the studio.
Good afternoon, Belinda. Thank you.
You're welcome. And two beautiful girls, who are with us, and we have virtual imaging, Clark Holloway. And Clark, you are here because we're going to talk about how to prevent sudden heart attacks, how to prevent heart attacks at all, heart disease,
yes,
and strokes. I mean, we're hearing that sometimes the first symptom is a heart attack, and Annette, you can attest to that. That's what happened to Royal.
Absolutely.
Royal complained of nothing, and then
we were going to watch Grey's Anatomy. Then he went in the bathroom and collapsed. And all he said was he felt sick, and he wanted some cold water.
And that was the first sign.
And that was it.
And that was what we call the widowmaker, right, Clark?
Yes. In fact, 50% of the time for men, 65% of the time for women, the very first symptom of any heart trouble is actually sudden death. That first heart attack is often the only one. And so what we do at Virtual Imaging is, using the electron beam tomography, is to get a calcium score that can give you a sense of how much plaque burden you have. If you have heart disease, we're going to find it.
And our dear friend Captain Herb passed away, sudden heart attack. We've got to stop this. You know, we can't have more of our loved ones leaving us when it's so preventable to have this early detection. So let's open up the phone lines, Rachel, and 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. That clip I played of those chilling 911 calls came from a documentary called The Widowmaker that Virtual Imaging is going to have a showing, and we're going to announce that here on WSB when you're going to have that, and it's very eye-opening. But Virtual Imaging has a revolutionary way to show if you have calcification in your arteries. Tell us about that.
The electron beam is a form of CT scan, but it uses 10 times less radiation than a normal CT scanner. And we get 99% accuracy compared to a regular CT scanner's 58% accuracy. So it's FDA approved, and it's been proven for over 20 years to be the best way to see what's going on in the arteries to find early signs of calcification and heart disease.
And it I've had it done twice. I had it done after Royal's death, and I had it done a few months ago. Knock on wood, I'm doing well. And it matters also where your blockages are happening in the arteries.
Absolutely.
Not just that you have blockages and calcification, but where they're showing up.
Yes. It's very important to find out where they're actually located, and this is a safe, non-invasive way to look inside the arteries without having to have an angiogram or anything else stuck inside your body. And we don't use any. It's totally non-invasive, so it's a great method to see what's going on in there.
Okay, Annette, we've got to keep you nice and healthy because you need to take care of these girls now. So we sent you to have a heart scan at Virtual Imaging this week. Tell us about it.
Yes, I did. It only took a few minutes, and the girls even got to look through the window and see what was going on. I got my results back on Thursday. Scott McLaren called me and told me I had a heart of an 18-year-old.
Thank you, Jesus.
Which is awesome. Yes.
But no prodding, low radiation, and that's what's so good about this test, where if you had an MRI or a CT scan, the radiation builds up in your body.
We have the lowest radiation of the scanners that are out there, so it's absolutely safe. Not only are we scanning for heart disease also, but lung cancer and cancer throughout the rest of the body. So we've got some great things going on. We've got a great special, too. Is it the time to tell
them? Oh, okay. If you have a special, let's hear it.
We're offering free heart scans with minimal qualifications for people between the ages of 45 and 72. And this is going to run throughout the end of September. So a free heart scan. They need to call in to the clinic, which is 770-730-0119. We have people on the phones right now ready to take calls and schedule appointments. But again, we're going to run this through the end of September.
Okay. So once again, that's a free heart scan with minimum requirements through now to the end of September, 770-730-7119. Okay. It's 14 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Let's go to the phone lines and speak with Kevin. Kevin in Middleton, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I hope you all are as well, and I appreciate the show.
Good.
A couple of questions. I had a slight anomaly on an EKG, an ECG. The doctor recommended doing a calcium scoring. I'm not sure what you do with the results, and I couldn't get a really comfortable answer. It seems like it was, you know, the solution was if you have a lot of calcium, you go on statins, which he was recommending to do anyway. What can you do if you find that you have a high calcium score? And then the second thing with that one is the exposure to the radiation. I appreciate that it's a lower dose than other technologies, but how low is it?
That's a great question, and certainly the results when you get your heart scan, first thing you need to do is take them to a cardiologist. Most cardiologists, we hope, understand the technology that we have and how important it is. There are still a few that aren't quite familiar with it. That's part of why we're going to be screening the Widowmaker, and we encourage everybody to watch that, the Widowmaker documentary. But there are a number of things that your cardiologist will be able to advise you depending on your specific circumstances. Oftentimes, diet and exercise are the most important things, so you need to focus on that first. If your doctor recommends the statins, then you need to go with his recommendation.
Does that answer your question, Kevin?
It does. Now, the second part of that was the radiation exposure to this, because when I was doing a little bit of research, it seemed like there are multiple ways to do this, and one of the studies I think said it's equivalent of a year's exposure to the sun. I just don't know how much risk there is with the radiation with what you're using.
Sounds like what you're describing would probably be the regular CT scanner. Our electron beam scanner has 10 times less radiation than the normal CT scanner. In fact, if you got a full body scan at our clinic, you would get less radiation in that time frame than you would get in a commercial airline flight from Atlanta to LA and back.
Oh, wonderful. Good to know.
All right. Thank you for your call, Kevin.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much. Annette, when you hear about this procedure and this test and how easy it would have been for Royal to have gone and have had this test, what goes through your mind?
Well, a couple things. I certainly wish he would have, because then he'd still be here.
What do you say to other people who have a family of heart disease, which Royal's family did, people who are at risk, who are just putting it off?
Well, for me, you know, I have high blood pressure, and I will be there getting a scan every year. My daughters, Scott mentioned to them, make sure you bring your mom back. And yeah, I can guarantee you they will. I think that to save someone's life and the importance of life, and especially when you, you know, have children like we did, how can you risk it? It's non-invasive. It takes 10, 15 minutes. I don't know why anybody would not do it.
I can tell you, if I had known about this procedure earlier, I would have carried Royal on my back from here to there if I thought,
yes, ma'am,
it would have helped, if I had known about you. So everybody within the sound of our voice, if you have any inclination that you have any history that something might be askew, please don't take a chance. Think of those people in your life that love you and go have it done. It's worth the 15 minutes and whatever amount of money. And you're offering a free heart scan, so there you go, through the end of September. So, folks, please give them a call, 770-730-7119. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get out a tissue. Oh, that's for the heart scan.
The phone number is 770-730-0119.
Oh, 0119.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, I'm dyslexic.
It's okay.
Okay, okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about how to prevent heart disease and what you can do, and more signs to look for. Oh, you're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are talking about saving lives out there today. We have virtual imaging of Atlanta in here, giving advice and giving free heart scans with few minimum requirements to the end of September. And you can call 770-730-0119. And my good friend, Annette Marshall, Royal Marshall's wife, and the two lovely A children, Ava and Amira, his lovely daughters. And we're taking your calls. I want to remind you, 2 o'clock starts our pregame for UGA versus South Carolina in Athens. Oh, what a gorgeous day for us to whoop up on some South Carolina football fans. And kickoff is at 6 o'clock. And we are the home of the dogs. And, of course, I will be back down at Music Midtown. Getting a little too old for this, but going to do it anyway. So let's take a quick call from Melissa in Lilburn. Melissa, it's got to be real quick. How can we help you, darling?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to find out, the numbers that the American Heart Association give us is that we need to have our cholesterol levels under 200. And I'm just wondering when the AHA is going to catch up with the studies that show that really even from 157 to 200 is a dangerous level. When are we going to start having the cholesterol levels showing that it should be under 150, which really is heart attack proof? And when are we going to start promoting diets with no animal products, just to show that, you know, what really will help? I think we need to start changing advocates follow the science to really help save lives.
Okay, Melissa, Oh, we're running out of time, sweetheart. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to address that when we come back. You are listening to Atlanta Living, where we are talking about saving lives with early detection, only on Atlanta Living on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
B, depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Granite Transformations. Done in a day, beautiful for life.
All right, welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Gorgeous day out there. So much going on. We've got the Bulldogs. Pre-game starts in, 25 minutes. Holy cow. Pre-game starts 2 o'clock, kickoff 6 o'clock, right here on Home of the Dogs, AM 750 WSB. We are going to beat up on South Carolina here in Athens. And we've got Music Midtown going on down at Piedmont Park. Do not drive, folks. Take MARTA. Take a cab. Take Uber. But do not drive. Saw a lot of people behind the wheel that should not have been last night. And Sir Elton John, you did a fine job. You did a fine job. More talent in your pinky than most people have in their entire body. Okay, we are saving lives today, talking about virtual imaging and early detection of heart disease and the prevention of strokes. And we played a little bit of a clip, and I don't know if you can pull that clip up on... Can you pull that YouTube clip up of the Widowmaker documentary again? We'll give him just a second. Tell us where people can find the Widowmaker documentary.
The Widowmaker documentary is available on iTunes, on Netflix, on Amazon Prime, and Hulu. It's about an hour and a half long, but it is chock full of wonderful information talking about heart disease and how we can save millions of lives using the EBT scanner that we have at Virtual Imaging. We have the only one in Georgia right here. There's less than 50 of them in the United States, less than 100 in the world. And we've got the only one right here.
And folks, take advantage. Free heart scan with minimum requirements until the end of September. All you have to do is dial... I have my number here, 770-730-0119. And there are people standing by right now to take your call. Okay, let's play the beginning of that clip.
911,
my husband's having a heart attack.
Put the heel of your hand in the center of his chest, right between the nipples. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Is he conscious?
No, he's not.
In America and around the world, coronary disease is the number one killer.
I'm going to start giving him out. He's turning black.
About a third of patients, the first event is sudden death.
And this is a completely preventable disease. The science is slam dunk.
Gosh. Folks, you can check that out, like Clark Holloway said, from Virtual Imaging on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. Why are you laughing? Am I mispronouncing your name, Clark Kent?
It's all right. We just want to get
Hollow
people
Man.
There.
I'm saying Hollow Way.
It's okay.
Okay, Hollow Man.
The most important thing is that we get the message out to get people to get scanned.
I've been wondering why you're got this big smile all the time. I just thought you were glad to see me. Okay, and Annette Marshall, Royal Marshall's wife, who our good friend passed away. We're coming up on
5 years.
5 years. And Annette, the girls want to say something to the audience out there. Amira, Ava, what do you want to say?
Come on.
Please get your scans.
Oh, that's precious. If that doesn't pull at your heartstrings, good job, girls. And so it's easy. It takes just a matter of minutes, and it's non-evasive.
Right.
To do, no needles, no poking, just go through the machine. Okay, folks, if you have questions about heart scans, the EBT test, give us a call, EBCT scan. Give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750, like Maggie in Dawsonville. Maggie, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Belinda and Annette and the girls.
Thank you. What's your question or comment?
My comment is my father and all three of his brothers died of sudden massive heart attacks. His oldest brother was only 27.
Oh, God.
And my father's cholesterol was never over 160. So, you know, people have to understand that just because you don't have high cholesterol doesn't mean that you shouldn't have the scan done.
See, that makes no sense to me, Clark. I mean,
there are a number of factors, though. High cholesterol is just one of them, okay? And so high cholesterol, smoking, obesity, a lack of exercise. If somebody's a smoker, that can have an effect as well. But Dr. Agaston, who's a very strong advocate, in fact, he's in the Widowmaker movie, he says in his book that just because you have high cholesterol doesn't mean that you're going to have a heart attack. And just because you have low cholesterol doesn't mean you're immune from having one either, or that you have the license to eat like there's no tomorrow. You got to have good diet, good exercise, and good sleep, you know, just all around taking good care of yourself.
And my other comment is my husband's cardiac score is 990.
Oh, my.
Unfortunately, he didn't have the low radiation test like you guys give. And so he has totally switched his diet.
Great.
Following Caldwell-Esselstyn's diet, sometimes known as the Engine 2. Mm-hmm. It dropped his cholesterol from 240 to 170. So diet is so huge.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
That's great to hear. Well, good luck. And because her father's and brother's had a problem,
she needs to come see us.
She, yeah,
absolutely.
She needs, Margie, you need to.
Because I've got the number programmed in the phone.
Do not procrastinate. Come see us.
Good girl. All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks so much. And something that you mentioned is that people that have had a stress test, we've put so much emphasis on, oh, I've had a stress test. I came out great.
Yes.
I'm good to go.
The American College of Cardiology in their studies has shown that 70% of everyone that has a heart attack would actually pass a stress test, whether it's treadmill or nuclear. You might remember James Gandolfini, the actor. Last year, he had a nuclear stress test. They said he was fine. A week and a half later, he died of a heart attack. So don't rely 100% on a stress test. There are a lot of doctors. I'm not a doctor, but there are a lot of doctors that are moving away from the stress test because it can actually bring on a heart attack in somebody that might not have otherwise had one. So it's, you know, it's an important piece, yeah, but typically the stress test isn't going to catch it until you have significant blockage. So this is the best way to catch it early.
Okay, people, you have got to make it mandatory that you watch this documentary, The Widowmaker, the documentary, and it's factual information, and the EBCT, the heart scan, there's only 50 of these machines, you said, in
the United States.
In the United States.
Less than.
The only one in Georgia is right here in Atlanta, near Perimeter Mall, off Hammond Drive. It's pretty close to Hammond Drive. Easy to get to. You owe it to yourself to go do that. I want to get a couple of more calls in. Mike in Conyers, you're on WSB. How are you today, Mike?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you, Belinda.
Sure. What's your question?
Well, I'm 44, about to turn 45. My dad died in 2000 of a massive heart attack. I've called before the virtual imaging and asked if I was a good candidate to get scanning, but they said I was a bit young. Is that still the case?
No, sir. Come and see us, please. Tell them Clark sent you. I'm serious. You've got the family history.
I definitely do on both mm-hmm. sides.
And if I can jump in, I would strongly encourage you to go as well. Royal was 43. Royal also had a stress test. I don't recall the results of it, but clearly it wasn't something that sent him to a cardiologist. But he died of a heart attack at 43. So
yeah,
please
awful.
Go. Please go.
I'm such a big fan of him and everyone. It's really sad.
All right, sorry, Mike. So please, I mean, this is your call to action, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What more do you need than a hit over the head to go?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call. Okay, let's get one more call in real quick. We'll go to Jeff in Lilburn. Jeff, you're on WSB. How are you? Jeff?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. What's your question, sweetie?
I wonder if there's a doctor there that will go over your results with you.
Typically what we do is when you come in and get scanned, the machine will do its evaluation and give you your calcium score. If your score is over 400, we're going to call you the first thing the next morning. You will then take your results to your cardiologist or your regular practitioner and go from there. We can make some recommendations, but we don't have a doctor in the office. But we can refer you to one that works very closely with us, Dr. Reingold. In fact, we're going to be on the air with him tomorrow, so be sure to listen between 3 and 5 tomorrow.
I have lots of friends that say they don't want to take that because they don't want to know.
That's ignorance. I'm sorry to say it, Jeff, but that is absolute ignorance.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just letting you know that, you know, I've come across that.
That's the same kind of mentality of people that say, oh, I'm going to die of something. I'm just going to continue to smoke. Like, really? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Well, one of my friends is 72.
Okay.
And his wife is trying to get him to get a scan, and he'll have nothing to do with it. So, you know, that's just the way some people are.
Choose life or choose the other option.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for your call, sir. Okay, it's 46 minutes after 1 o'clock. I want to remind you that virtual imaging is giving away free heart scans with minimum requirements until the end of September. And I've said this before. If I had known about you and known what the situation was, I would have carried Royal Marshall on my back along 285 to get this scan. Okay, so I would have done everything in my power. So if there's someone that you love and there is a history there, you need to do whatever you need to do to get them there. Make an appointment, call them. It's the most high-tech way to detect early detection of heart disease that there is. 770-730-0119. Annette Marshall, I love you.
I love you too, Belinda.
And I miss your husband.
Likewise.
Clark Holloman.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hey, welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our foodie correspondent, my favorite person, David Danzig. Aww. Of the website bitesandsights.net, and also food writer for Atlanta Social Season Magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. Okay, with that big grin on your face, big thing.
Yeah. Just ask me what I'm going to do next Saturday.
I already know.
Yes, I am judging. I am one of the judges for the Taste of Atlanta.
Oh,
yeah. This is I am very humbled. This is a huge honor, and I intend to take this seriously. So if you see some guy at Taste of Atlanta stuffing his face and jotting notes in a notebook, that's me. So Taste of Atlanta, okay, as far as I'm concerned, this is the mother of all Atlanta food festivals, and it really just keeps getting better and better. This is next weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, Midtown at Tech Square, which is essentially that that several blocks down there between Spring, West Peachtree, between 3rd and 8th. And besides 100 restaurants putting up booths that are dispensing these little bites of beauty, you know, there's going to be 5 cooking stages. You can learn, you know, tips from the pros. And it's just a great time to walk around and eat and drink. You can try, you know, 100 restaurants. Some of the booths that I'm focusing my GPS on will be One Kept, our friend Suzanne over at Buttermilk Kitchen. Rathbun's has a booth this year. This new place, Real Taco, I'm really excited to try. So there's a vast list. I've got them all linked up at BelindaSkelton.com. I also have a link to buy tickets at BelindaSkelton.com. Now, I'd advise you to buy your tickets in advance.
Yeah.
The Saturday and Sunday festival, their wristbands are $25 for the general admission if you buy in advance. It's $35 at the gate. It comes with these 10 taste points. Thankfully, they eliminated, they used to have these annoying tickets you had to keep track of. Now it's all in these fancy high-tech wristbands. You kind of just touch your wristband and, you know, it charges you right there. All these links and more at BelindaSkelton.com.
Okay, you're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.